speaking.
Kelly Vincent is anything but ordinary. The 23-year-old from Adelaide in South Australia was diagnosed with cerebral palsy at an early age. The condition affects the motor functions of the body, and after a failed operation, Kelly was confined to a wheelchair.
Both my legs, obviously, hence the wheelchair, and my left arm. So my left arm tends to experience a bit less coordination, as anyone who's ever tried to see me try to play basketball or anything like that will ratify.
But that didn't stop the self-confessed bookworm, who, when entering university, switched her international language classes for theatre and began writing and performing with the No Strings Attached Company, a theatre group specially for people with disabilities. In 2010, the then 21-year-old got another opportunity to stand for election in the South Australian state election with the Dignity for Disability Party.
I met Dr. Paul Collier, who was one of the founding members of Dignity for Disability as a party, and he asked me whether I would consider standing as a candidate to help with the elections. And I don't think I'll ever forget this. He actually said to me, you wouldn't have to do much. You'd sort of just have to stand behind me and nod and make political noises, you know, yes, you know, while I speak. And I said, sure, you know, I think this is a fantastic cause. And you know, obviously politics and societal change was something that I was really interested in as well, with a particular interest in disability. So I said I was very, very willing. And so we did that. And unfortunately, tragically, 9 days before election day, Paul Collier passed away from a brain hemorrhage.
The death of Dr. Collier meant under South Australian law, Kelly Vincent was automatically shifted to the number one position on the D4D party's ticket. And 11 days later, Kelly received enough preferences to gain the 11th and final seat up for grabs. She became the first parliamentarian in the world whose party is based on a disability platform.
I think the phrase sympathy votes was certainly used a few times, but I guess my response to that is they're not sympathy votes, they're honour votes. They're honouring the contribution that Dr. Collier made to this cause, and they're also honouring the people that need this cause to be furthered.
Changes had to be made to the South Australian Parliament building, including the addition of a special desk in the chambers, painstakingly made from the same materials as the other chamber desks. They also added toilets and pathways that are accessible to wheelchairs. Kelly is the youngest elected female parliamentarian, and she has the unique position of holding the balance of power in the Legislative Council, meaning that she must keep abreast of major state issues besides her duties on the Upper House's Social Development Committee and liaising with her own party. The party's president, Rick Neagle, says the lack of quality services and care for disabled people, especially children, in South Australia is appalling.
There's people that are killing their kids because at the age of 50, you know, their child, they're 70 or 80, what's going to happen? My son is going to get abused because people with disabilities are 8 times more likely to be sexually or physically or emotionally abused, and even to a point that they're just left in a corner in a wheelchair with no heating or cooling or and no contact with the world once their parents die. So it's quite a tragic system, and Disability SA know that. They tell the minister. So the minister knows the problem, but she reports, or he or she, but she at the time, reports to the government, and the government doesn't want to know the problem because the Treasury says no. So the only way you can actually change anyone and change the government is to form a political party.
Rick, whose son has autism, says more support is needed. He considers himself relatively fortunate financially, but says many families are financially crippled. The Dignity for Disability Party wants to see more funding for disability services and hopes to cut the state's bureaucratic red tape, which can leave disability pensions reduced by 50%. It also wants to make sure disabled people are able to handle their own affairs and have more control over their disability pensions. Both Kelly and Rick hope that the new South Australian Premier, Jay Weatherill, will focus more on disability funding in the state's next budget, in light of no immediate funding increases. With 6 years left in her current term of office, Kelly won't say whether or not she'll run for re-election. Whether or not she does, Kelly Vincent's legacy is already set in stone. This is Charlotta Lomas for DW.